Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Farr. This morning, my guest is Meredith Brown, the Director of Commercial Accounts with Novalis out of Dallas. Meredith, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. I've been wanting to catch up with this healthcare design show, which just ended October 8th. Before we get to that, talk a little bit about you. You're with Novalis, and on the commercial side, that's the Ava brand. You've been with them for 3.5 years. And looks like before that, you spent 9 years on the distribution side of the business. Is that right?
That's correct. I worked for Professional Flooring Supply for 9 years prior to moving over to Novalis.
And you studied interior design.
Yeah, it does help, especially when dealing with these larger projects and having a small idea of what these very talented people are putting into their work.
As I mentioned, you're in Dallas. It looks like you spent almost a year working for the IIDA Texas chapter.
That's really a volunteer position, so it overlaps whatever else you're doing. It was several years on the West Texas City Center Council and then 2 years spent on the chapter board.
All right. So you just got back from Indianapolis at the Healthcare Design Show. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was really nice traffic, great venue. They did it a little bit different this year, and I really liked the way the concise trade show floor hours kept everything moving and kept the interest and the focus on the people on the trade show, but also allowed for educational opportunities and speaking opportunities for the attendees as well.
This is kind of a boutique show. It doesn't attract a whole lot of people, but it's very focused in healthcare, right?
Absolutely.
What are some of the flooring trends in the healthcare business?
We're seeing all kinds of things. The shift to warmer tones away from the grays and the grayses continues. We're continually being asked, what do you have that's not wood look, that's not concrete? So those abstract visuals or fabric linen visuals, even with the interest in that, wood looks are not going away at any point. So they're also looking for our color palettes to keep up with the trends. So they're looking for those warmer tones in the wood looks as well.
In addition to having the suppliers there and the A&D, I noticed Perkins and Will were there and Canon Design. Mm-hmm. You also had a lot of healthcare management companies, right?
Yeah, there were some construction companies, government entities that work in healthcare, the VA. I feel like I talked to them, several different branches or locations for VAs around the country. Planners, procurement, there's a broad range of people that work in the healthcare industry.
I noticed Kaiser Permanente, I mean, they're a big owner of healthcare facilities, right?
Absolutely.
They don't like PVC, so that's been a big push for them, right?
That's correct. They are one of the pioneers of removing PVC from the healthcare environment, which remains a challenge.
All right, so you're there with Ava. Talk about a little bit about what you were talking to the audience about.
Sure. This year, we were really excited to show everyone our new Sway collection. Sway is our small format pre-cut individual plank, either in a herringbone or a chevron pattern. Because it's pre-cut individual planks, it makes installation really simple. It goes very quick. And that smaller plank size really allows you to have the elegance of a pattern that you would want in a herringbone or a chevron without spending so much in labor. And also in a smaller space, even if you have the area broken up by maybe an inset of some other type of flooring or furniture, and it's available in both glue down 20-year commercial warranty format and our locking format. So lots of options in Sway. Great response to the wood looks as well.
So most of the flooring that goes into hospitals and healthcare environments is specified, right?
Yes, sometimes it's standard depending on the healthcare system. Sometimes they're involved in specific buying groups or contracts, or sometimes it's interior design and architecture firms doing the specifying, usually hand in hand with the healthcare systems.
So you coming back with a lot of leads to follow up on?
Absolutely. We will be busy and we're excited.
All right. So when you look at the vertical sectors, healthcare is still one of the stronger ones, right?
Yes. They've done studies, particularly with baby boomers in their aging process. Mm-hmm. The needs for healthcare, the needs for senior care, they're on the rise.
Are you expecting a good year for 2025?
We sure hope so. We have a lot of things coming that we're very, very excited about, not just in healthcare, but in a lot of different market segments. So we're gearing up for a very good year.
All right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners and telling us about this event. Again, been talking to Meredith Brown, the Director of Commercial Accounts with Novalis, about the Healthcare Design Show in Indianapolis. And you've been listening to Kemp Farr. and floridaily.net.